It isn't new for companies to be a little skittish with their sponsorships, especially if something controversial emerges. But it seems like we're witnessing more and more cases of companies bailing out. Bill O'Reilly's O'Reilly Factor on Fox News Channel ran into sponsor problems when he was accused of sexual harassment. More recently, Delta Airlines and Bank of America decided to pull their financial support from New York's Public Theater after concerns were expressed that its production of Julius Caesar was seen by some as an allusion to assassinating President Trump. To learn more, I'm joined by Tim Calkins. He's a clinical professor of marketing at Northwestern University. Tim, what are things companies have to consider when they're deciding where to aim their sponsorships?
Number one, you really have to decide, you know, whether you want to take a stand or not. You know, some brands really do take a stand one way or the other. You know, Chick-fil-A is well known as a conservative company, grounded in sort of conservative values. On the other side, we have brands that are very different than that, and they're very progressive and they're very liberal, and that's okay. And I think there's a decision to be made. Most brands, though, are going to try to stay right in the middle, and are going to try to walk this very delicate line of not offending on one side and not offending on the other side. That, though, is going to be a big challenge. And it's not a challenge that's going to go away anytime soon, because it is so easy to get pulled in one direction or the other. So we're going to see, I think, executives be very sensitive to this and be very thoughtful to say, how do we avoid controversy, especially when it's not controversy that's core to our business? That's the challenge for brands right now, and it's certainly a difficult thing for executives to navigate.
Tim, are companies more sensitive now than they used to be?
I think you can certainly say that companies are very sensitive right now. It is, you know, such a polarized world that, you know, marketing executives and corporate executives are really struggling because they want to avoid offending people on really either side, and it's so highly charged and it's so political. It's a big challenge these days for companies to try to stay right down the middle.
Now, is that a situation of companies fear any sort of backlash, or do they fear a specific backlash from a group that may go after them on Twitter or Facebook or something else?
I think companies are nervous about really either side in these political debates. The problem is that if you get caught too far one way or the other, you can really get a negative reaction in the market. Now, part of it might be that people come back and they protest and they go on social media and they say bad things about you and all of this. But the other problem is that you may not resonate with people, and people might say, wow, that really isn't a brand for me, you know, given the, what that brand stands for.
Is there time to think and consider, or does it have to just be a really fast reaction?
I think it has to be both. So I think there's two things that are going on here. One is that companies are right now are being very deliberate about what they do, especially when it comes to either taking a stand on a particular cause or supporting a particular organization through either an endorsement and any sort of support. Or then they're also, though, I think very alert to any potential emerging issues. And if there's an emerging issue, companies are going to try to move incredibly quickly to try to head it off and address it. You know, right now in the world of social media, things move so fast that, you know, if you sit back for a couple days and you say, let's think about how best to respond and let's consider the appropriate comment that we can make from our corporate team, well, by the time you get around to doing anything, the issue has already become this big concern and already taken off, and it's become a huge issue. So I think companies are being, you know, very sensitive about what they do, and then they're being very alert to watch for issues that emerge and try to figure out how quickly can we respond when they do.
Is there a chance that some of these companies will, in fact, lose the respect of consumers because they're sort of reacting so, what some might call, willy-nilly to certain things that might be controversial?
Well, there's no question that people will make purchase decisions based on the values of companies. And the data tells us that when people see a company and the brand that supports is consistent with their values, they tend to purchase more. And when they see a brand that is inconsistent, they tend to purchase less. So there's no question that it really does have an impact on a business. But it is, you know, but it's so complicated right now, because if you're forever changing what you stand for, and if you're backing out of this and canceling that promotion and negating this statement, well, then it does look a little bit like you're, you know, willy-nilly, and you don't stand for anything in particular, and that's not going to look very well either. What companies really need to do is to be very clear on what they stand for and what they believe in and which issues they want to walk into. I think you have to be very deliberate about it, and you have to be careful about getting into the middle of political debates that maybe aren't core to your business.
Tim Calkins is a clinical professor of marketing at Northwestern University.